you cannot throw a dime without landing on a Bay First Bank. It's Tampa Bay's U.S. Small Business Administration lender. And with me today at the Greenhouse Open House celebration of Small Business Week are two terrific Bay First folks, Hannah Layton and Christopher Hackney. And we're going to talk about small business loans and how they can help. Welcome, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about SBA loans and how they support small businesses.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, the SBA was created in like the 50s to kind of give small business owners access to capital after the World War. So, you know, it provides the opportunity for those who might not be able to obtain financing elsewhere to obtain capital for things like operational costs, equipment purchases. They could refinance high interest debt. They can acquire an existing business or purchase commercial real estate. The difference between maybe an SBA loan and a conventional loan would be that there are, I would say, less strict underwriting standards. So the SBA kind of allows for the bank to get comfortable with providing financing to those borrowers, like I mentioned, who might be able to not obtain financing elsewhere because they provide a guarantee. So there's a 75% guarantee on loans over $150,000, which gives the bank kind of a comfort to provide that financing. We can also get comfortable with less money down than on a typical conventional loan.
Well, you know, I read a wonderful article, and small business loans are basically helping, not to be cliche. They're the backbone of America, right? There's a large percentage of business out there that started as mom-and-pop ventures that essentially don't get attention from the big banks. Hannah, I know that you have a colleague here, the president of the division,
yes.
Small Business Lending. Welcome, Christopher. And Christopher, what do you think people need to know when they are looking, should you go for a small business loan? Should you not? Tell me some of the parameters that small businesses need to consider.
Yeah, you should definitely. One of the things I say is borrow smart. A lot of times business owners come with a request and don't really understand how they're going to use all of the capital they are requesting. They have a set number in mind, and if I could just obtain $100,000, all my problems will be solved. But do you really understand that? How are you going to use every dollar of that $100,000, that's an arbitrary number, to support and grow your business? So have a plan for how you'll actually use the funds and borrow smart, because what you don't want to do is what's called over-leverage your business, meaning you borrow too much money, and that strains your cash flow, because once the money is borrowed, it's borrowed, and you have to pay it back. So you should have a plan for how you're going to use every dollar to grow your business.
Well, you know, one of the things that somebody said today for Small Business Week is you have to have a marketing plan. Hannah and Christopher, you have to have a business plan and a financial plan. And tell us a little bit about how do you go about doing a financial plan before you even consider coming?
One thing I want to point out, business plans and financial plans are for the business owner. What happens often, a business owner will make a plan to appease the bank and satisfy me as the banker and never look at it again. That's not the right way to go about it. The business plan is your North Star. It is your guide. When things are not going right, you want to reference that business plan and make sure you're on the right track. I do it myself at our bank. We look at our strategic plan almost weekly to make sure we're headed in the right direction. So first, make that business plan for yourself and reference it, even regardless of the loan. And then as far as the support, there are organizations such as SCORE, which is a chapter of the SBA that is free. There's the SBDC. They are here with us today. We partner with them. There's the SBDC, the Small Business Development Centers. That's an umbrella under the SBA as well. Beyond that, there are companies that can help you for a fee that will help you compile a business plan, but I don't think that's absolutely necessary. If you want to be more cost conscious, you can go to SCORE or the SBDC to help you.
What sectors in small business are growing? I just read something in Florida Trend that Florida is opening a blue economy office to develop ocean business. We know that maritime and tech are big. Tell us a little bit about the kinds of small businesses, sector-wise, that you're seeing come to you.
Well, right now we've seen an increase in requests from restaurants and just hospitality just because we're in Florida and we're a service-based economy here. So with the transplants coming from other states, they're bringing that great Italian concept that they loved up there. They're bringing it down here to St. Pete, which is great. Sometimes we can have a concentration concern, though. If you finance too much of a good thing can be bad at some point. But we are seeing an increase in hospitality businesses. Also insurance as well, small independent insurance. insurance agencies in the state of Florida and nationally, people buying and selling books of businesses as well. And then lots of tech companies, software, SaaS types of companies, all sorts of back-end support for computers and programs that need some capital,
cybersecurity. AI, right?
They need just some capital to hire more staff and grow their platform. We're seeing a lot of those requests as well.
Hannah, this one is for you. I know that Bay First has made a real commitment to the community. You do a lot of community events and community service. So one of the ways that we celebrate small business is to offer, you know, leverage social media and give back to the community for your partners. Tell us a little bit about how Bay First gives back to the community.
Yeah, one of the things that we're really involved in is education. So some of us will go out and we'll present to a group of small business owners or those who want to start small business on how to obtain financing. We do that through SCORE often. And then some of us are also really involved in Habitat for Humanity. So we'll go out and we'll help do builds. Even the CEO of our bank has gone and done the builds. And then we also do Feeding Tampa Bay quite often.
That is wonderful. Well, you heard today from Bay First, Hannah Layton, and Christopher Hackney. We thank Camilla Nichols as well for being here. And you'll hear more about business from Bay First in the future. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.